It's time. 31 Days, 31 Podcast. 31 Days, 31 Podcast. Prepare yourself for helpful snowman quadrilling.
Just because I wasn't sure you got enough last time, I thought that we would go over, you know, a massive list of other Nazi Wunderwaffe. So, you know, miracle weapons, basically. Most of which were, you know, prototypes. But, you know, some of them actually got used. So, you know, as this description says, as the war situation worsened for Germany from 1942, claims about the development of revolutionary new weapons which could turn the tide became an increasingly prominent part of the propaganda directed at Germans by their government. In reality, the advanced weapons under development generally required lengthy periods of design work and testing, and there was no realistic prospect of the German military being able to field them before the end of the war. It's kind of interesting when you think about it, because you're like, really, the wonder weapon, quote unquote, was the, the idea itself was the real wonder weapon. I was going to have the music just come back in right then. Because it's like, oh yeah, that's probably better than, you know, going through all this shit. But there's a bunch of shit. I mean, there's a crazy amount of things that they made. Let's just kind of start at the beginning, but you know, we're not going to go through all these. I mean, aircraft carriers, boring. Battleship, boring. U-boats, looks pretty boring. I mean, oh, they have an air-independent propulsion? Wow. This boat was the first to designed to operate completely submerged. Oh my God. You know, this one's invented for littoral missions. L-I-T-T-O-R-A-L. Oh, that's part of the sea close to the shore. Okay. Great. A self-prepared anti-aircraft gun. That's pretty awesome. Now, I will say that they all have, like, pretty cool names. Flakpanzer Kugelblitz, which is ball lightning. Sturer Emil, which is stubborn email. That's an open-topped tank destroyer. Heavy tanks, Tiger 1 and Tiger 2. They have super heavy tanks. Landkreuzer, the rat, the lion, the mouse, and the Panzerkampfwagen. That's a super heavy tank. Reconnaissance tank is the Kugelpanzer, the ball tank. A prototype spherical reconnaissance / cable laying tank with a mysterious history, sent to Japan and captured by the Soviets in 1945, currently on display at the Kubinka Tank Museum. A ball tank, huh? That sounds like the little thing from Jurassic Park that those kids were screwing around in when they're like, let's go off the beaten path. And it's like, really? That fucking movie, it's like, we're kind of bored of dinosaurs now. And I'm like, yeah, you think so? And most people, when you say that, they're like, of course we would. People are dumb. They get bored by things really quick. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I would go see Dinosaur Bones any day of the week when I was a kid. But real dinosaur, I mean, I think I'd go to that shit. Especially if there was like fucked up ones. Experimental helicopter, a synchropter, anti-submarine gun. There's the Fritz X, a guided anti-ship guide glide bomb. There's the Karl Garat, the largest caliber self-propelled mortar ever deployed. The Heavy Gustav, railway gun, a super gun, a proposed super heavy self-propelled gun. Jesus Christ. Missiles. There's a lot of these. Like a lot. Gyroscopically stabilized liquid propellant. Okay, here we go. This is the kind of shit I want to see. The sun gun. A parabolic mirror in orbit designed to focus sunlight onto specific locations on the Earth. God damn it. On the Earth's surface. Now, this was started by Scottish mathematician John Napier in his book Secret Inventions in 1596. He published details of a giant mirror to burn enemy ships by focusing the sun's rays on them. That would be pretty awesome. In 1929, German physicist Hermann Oberth developed plans for a space station from which a 100-meter-wide concave mirror could be used to reflect sunlight onto a concentrated point on Earth. That would be badass. And then in World War II, a group of German scientists at the German Army Artillery began to expand on the idea of creating a super weapon that could utilize the sun's energy. It would be part of a space station. The scientists calculated that a huge reflector with an area of 9 square kilometers could produce enough focused heat to make an ocean boil or burn a city. After being questioned by officers of the United States, the Germans claimed that the sun gun could be completed within 50 or 100 years. So that's all they needed, was a good 15 to 100 years. I guess it didn't work. That's too bad. That's too bad for them, huh? They didn't make it work out. A bunch of rifles, night vision, tank-mounted night vision, Feraliminal Lycanthropizer. Oh, it's in a fictional machine invented by American writer David Woodward, whose 1990 pamphlet of the same title speculates on its history and purpose. The brief, anonymously published work describes a vibration referred to as thanatoauric waves, which the machine electrically generates by combining 3 infrasonic sine waves with concomitant tape loops of unspecified spoken text, 2 beyond the threshold of decipherability and 2 beneath the threshold. The premise is that a mind-altering technology has for decades, at the behest of American intelligence during the Cold War, been withheld from scrutiny. Wait, what? What does it do? How does this work? I guess it's not real. So that's the bad news. The Feraliminal Lycanthropizer. I thought this would be a thing that turned people into a fucking werewolf. You've let me down. You have let me down big time. I was expecting to see some crazy shit. You know what I mean? Some real weird shit from these German military. And they're like, oh, this is going to win us for sure. And it's like a rocket-powered ramming interceptor. Zeppelin rammer. Okay. Good one. That's what everybody else is, a Zeppelin rammer. I just can't stop talking about how fucking great Led Zeppelin is when it's really, it's like, eh, it's fine. It's fine. But how many times do you have to hear All right. Well, there you go. I should have done what I was going to do, which is just cut it off at the beginning and just be like, and that's the scariest part of all.